Well, postpartum depression is most commonly associated with new moms, but it can actually affect new dads as well. Men can really develop symptoms during that perinatal period, as it's known, and that's typically the first 3 to 6 months after the baby is born. Joining me now to talk more about that and about something that doesn't get talked about a lot is Dr. Sheehan Fisher, is a psychologist with Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Fisher, thanks so much for taking some time for me. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, no worries at all. When I first saw this topic that you were going to be talking about today, I was intrigued because it is something that isn't really talked about, but I actually have a very close friend of mine who experienced this very thing when, you know, his kids were born, especially after, I believe, the birth of his second child. It really affected him quite a bit. How common is this postpartum depression in men?
Well, what we know is that about 1 in 10 men will experience postpartum depression, and with a heightened risk around the 3 to 6 months postpartum, what we see in fathers, and you're right, that could be for new fathers and fathers who already have children.
Yeah. And how does it kind of differ in women and in men? I know that there are a lot of different presentations of this, I'm sure, but does it in general kind of differ, you know, when it comes to men and the things that really might be, for lack of a better term on my part, a very non-clinical term, triggering to them or you know, wearing on them, as opposed to what affects women?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's two parts. Like, one is that a lot of times, based on the societal norms for the parents, things look a little bit differently for what could be the triggers. And of course, there's a lot of similarities too. The similarities, of course, is the stress of managing a child, trying to find a balance, because both parents usually are working, so the work-life balance along with raising a child. But for fathers, some of the unique parts is that they many times aren't taught from an early age on how to raise a child, and therefore they feel very foreign to this experience, although they want to be very involved. And don't really have a blueprint about being an involved father, given that many times their fathers weren't as involved. But on the manifestation side, it looks also look different, where men are more likely to manifest their depression as what we call masculine depression. So fathers can, of course, have sadness and depression like the traditional manner, but men are more likely to manifest other things like externalizing symptoms, including hypersexuality, aggression, and irritability, along with substance use as a way to mask or cope with their emotional experience. So this is something that we actually are missing. When we're looking at that 1 in 10, that might be an understatement for what is the actual risk and rate of depression in fathers.
How does that then sort of translate to an effect on the kids? I mean, you know, obviously they are, they can get kind of caught in the middle of all of this.
Yeah, so we already know that mom depression has a direct impact on the child and infant to child mental health and well-being as they develop. But what we now understand is that after accounting for mom's mental health, that fathers have a unique impact on that child's health and their development, similar to the mom, which clinically means that if we only treat the mom, support the mom's mental health, we are still leaving that child at risk.
And that's so important for the kids, for the family unit, you know, as a whole there. Any other highlights from your research about postpartum depression in fathers that you'd like to touch on?
Well, I would highlight that men typically aren't always focused on the health in general. So one of my key concerns is the lack of insight into their own emotional health and well-being. And that needs to start earlier on, even before having a child, to be aware of what they're going through, along with thinking about this role transition that, as I briefly mentioned, but I want to highlight that fathers really don't have a blueprint of how to do this, despite that desire. And we also have policies and other things that are set up that don't really encourage father involvement. For example, less access to parental leave. So all of these things really have an impact on that father's transition into this new role, and it can have an impact on their mental health.
Yeah, I remember when traveling in Europe a few years ago and learning that dads there, new fathers get, you know, paternal leave, you know, from their workplace. Mm-hmm. It really is kind of can be a game changer there. So the fact that that is lacking here, obviously, is a big thing. And so what, you know, if that's not the case, let's say for a dad at their workplace or whatever the situation might be, what resources are available out there for new fathers if they feel like they're experiencing these sorts of symptoms?
Well, of course, they can go to nm.org, which is Northwestern Medicine's website, to learn more information about this topic. But also, the Postpartum Support International has a lot of information and resources for new fathers to help them with that transition, along with the International Marseille Society for Perinatal Mental Health also has information out there. So between the three, you should be able to get good information about what you need to learn about mental health for fathers, but also the resources that might help support their transition.
Very good. Well, Dr. Fisher, just about time for us to wrap things up here, but anything else that you wanted to touch on that we haven't mentioned yet that comes to mind?
Well, I also want to highlight that fathers should go to talk to a professional, that sometimes they're really nervous about the idea of talking to someone, but the goal behind is that that person can assess, do they need clinical treatment or maybe not? But also, if they do, help them understand that it could be time limited. So therefore, the father may only be on medication or treatment or therapy for a limited amount of time. And yes, there are some people that need longer time support, but understand that this is really to get them back on their feet and back into their family's life.
Yeah. And I will say that is one thing that really did help my friend when he went to see a professional and work through these things. It really, really was super helpful. So yeah, definitely encourage folks to do that. Well, Dr. Sheehan Fisher, he is a psychologist with Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Fisher, thanks again so much for spending some time with me. Really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time.